It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado's Secretary of State is leading an effort to seek answers from the U.S. Department of Justice about whether it shared information about the state's registered voters with Homeland Security officials. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Last spring, the Justice Department asked Colorado and some other states to turn over all records relating to the 2024 federal election. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said DOJ later told states it was assessing their compliance with the Help America Vote Act. But in a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi this week, Griswold and other Democratic state election officials are asking for more information. The letter says Department of Homeland Security officials have said they're using states' information to check voters' citizenship. Nine other states, including Minnesota, Vermont, California, and Arizona, also signed onto the letter. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Trump administration may soon weigh in on Nebraska's lawsuit against Colorado. Climate reporter Ishan Takor has more.
Nebraska's alleging that Colorado is violating the 1923 South Platte River Compact. That agreement allows Nebraska to take millions of gallons out of the river. But Nebraska says that Colorado is diverting too much water and that the state is, quote, frustrating its ability to build a major irrigation canal. Colorado, though, disputes those claims. And on Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court asked the Trump administration to file its views on the dispute. May take months or years for the case to play out in court. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
A search team recovered the body of an ice climber near Ouray. Officials say they recovered the body Sunday from the Precipice Peak area. Agencies assisted in covering the climber's body, who they say died sometime Sunday. Saturday, the climber's identity and cause of death have not been released. This is KRCC and